Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. We're Rutherford County's place to talk.
Right now the time, 10:35. I'm actually Scott Walker sitting in for Brian today. Brian is taking the day off today. And right now, we're going to change subjects a little bit from news to Girl Scouts. And we've got some Girl Scouts sitting in here with us. Zoe is with us, and also Alexa. And both of you guys have been selling Girl Scout cookies, right?
Yes.
How long have y'all been selling them now? For a couple of months?
2 weeks.
About 2 weeks now? How are sales going so far?
Good. They're going pretty good.
Yeah? Have you sold a whole lot of them?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you been in front of stores and done that whole number yet?
Uh-huh. Yes.
What stores did you guys go in front of?
Walmart.
A gas station.
Two gas stations.
Two gas stations and Walmart already? Wow. So, all right. So, I'm curious. What kind of response do you get from people whenever they walk past you? Do most of them stop and talk to you, or do a lot of them just keep on walking?
They kind of ignore us most of the time, or they pretend they're on their phone.
They pretend. So, when you notice that they're pretending, I mean, you think it's fake, huh? Yeah. So, do you ever jump out in front of them and hold the cookies up like, here, look at me?
No. I dance.
You dance
to get their attention.
And do they notice you more when you do that?
Uh-huh.
And what do they say?
They either say just hi if they don't want any most of the time, but sometimes they just ignore us and walk right by.
And both of you are Girl Scouts here in the Middle Tennessee area, in fact, in Rutherford County, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
What schools do you guys go to?
I go to John Pittard Elementary.
Siegel Middle.
Siegel Middle and John Pittard. Now, have you guys been selling cookies to your teachers?
Yes.
No.
Yes and no. All right. So some of your teachers are eating the cookies and some, I guess, are not, huh?
Yes.
So what's the funniest comment you've heard from people since you've been selling these Girl Scout cookies?
I just went to the gym and I don't want to get any fatter.
That's a good one. That's a good excuse. What have you heard?
Most people say like, they say that they've already bought some, or like they bought them from church.
Ah, that's a good excuse too. But I mean, I guess everybody, because a lot of people, they buy these from their own kids. They buy them from their neighbors. I mean, because Girl Scout cookies, they're not really that hard to find, are they?
No.
There's a lot of them around there. You got a lot of competition. Now, speaking of competition, are you guys actually competitive with each other? Do you try to outdo each other? You know, kind of.
No.
No, you're on a team together, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
We work together.
So when you see other Girl Scouts selling cookies, whenever you walk into a store or something, do you kind of give them a high five? What do?
We help them set up a lot, and we help them pack up their stuff sometimes.
Now, I remember when my daughter was in Girl Scouts, she drew a great big sign, and she put that up in front of the in front of her little table that she set up. Do you guys do that as well?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Do you spend a lot of time on that sign?
Yes.
We like to think we do.
Well, good. What's the biggest order that you've had so far of Girl Scout cookies?
I think we've had somebody that said they were going to buy a box, and I've had somebody that's bought 7 cookies.
Just 7 cookies or 7 boxes?
7 boxes.
7 boxes. That person was hungry, I guess. Our guests today, Zoe and Alexa, and they're both Girl Scouts right here in the Murfreesboro area. And you guys started at what level? First grade? Is that when you started?
Uh-huh.
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten, and you started in first grade.
Yep.
So you guys started close to the same time, about a year apart. What do you think about Girl Scouts so far?
It is really fun, and we get to do a lot of stuff.
And are you going to stay in it once you hit middle school and all that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan, huh? What do you call that whenever you, I know in Boy Scouts it's Eagle Scout. What do you call it once you get to that top level in Girl Scouts?
Gold Award.
Gold Award? So that's what we're going for here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And how long does that take? What grade do you usually hit that? We think about junior, sophomore year?
Yes. 7th.
11th grade.
So
junior, your mom's motioning to you. So 11th grade, right?
Yes.
Okay. Again with us today, Zoe and Alexa, and they are selling Girl Scout cookies here in Rutherford County. Give us some highlights of your sales so far. What are some of the coolest things that you remember so far about this?
A few years ago, we went to Washington.
So you can win a trip to Washington?
Last year we went to Washington for the 100th Girl Scout. The Girl Scouts has been going for 100 years.
100 years, huh?
Yes.
That's a tough word to throw out there with the TH on the end of it. So you got to go to Washington all because of Girl Scouts and Girl Scout cookies?
Yes.
We went on a train.
You went on a train to Washington?
I was the second person to throw up, so.
You were the second to throw up on the train. That's interesting. So what kind of train was this? Did it leave from Nashville?
Yes. I went to Nashville to Washington, D.C. Atlanta to Washington, D.C.
No, Zoe, did you throw up the entire way or just part of the way?
I don't even know.
You just don't remember. Your head was such in pain, I guess, so you couldn't handle it. Gotcha. Did you eat cookies along the way? Was that the problem? You ate too many cookies?
No, probably.
Probably so. Now, did you get to meet President Obama whenever you got to Washington?
No, but we got to see his wife on a screen. You had to see.
On a screen? Not in real life, though, well, huh?
Yes.
We got to see the cops that blocked off the road because President Obama was outside of his house. So they blocked off like a whole entire road. We got to see that.
Did you throw some cookies over the fence for him or anything?
No.
I wish.
would you have if you saw him? Would
Probably.
You give him some free cookies?
Probably.
Well, that's nice. That's good to give to the president, isn't it?
Yes.
So what else what else have you done with Girl Scouts? I mean, going to Washington is pretty big.
We camp a lot.
Camp around the area here. Cedars of Lebanon, you go there?
We go to somewhere in Ashland City. It's called Camp Sycamore.
Camp Sycamore, okay.
I go there every time, every year.
Now, is that along the river or next to the river?
Yes.
I think.
Pretty close to it. Yeah.
I've gone tubing there.
Oh, you've gone tubing there? Mm-hmm. Now, is it the Cumberland River that goes through there? Do you remember that?
No.
Tennessee River, maybe? Sycamore. The Sycamore River. So it's a small river, I guess.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you got to go there. So how much longer are you going to be selling Girl Scout cookies this year?
Till March 2nd.
It's March 2nd.
That's right around the corner. That's like next week, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for the sales to wrap up? Has it been tough?
Not really.
You haven't broken a sweat or anything, huh?
Well, yeah. All the dancing.
Dancing? Yeah, oh yeah, with the dancing when people come into the stores. So tell me some more funny stories of what has happened when people have walked past your booth in front of a store.
Me and my friend actually, we couldn't get people to buy them, so we have these Thin Mint costumes, and I put it over my head, and we said if you buy cookies, you get a picture with the cookies.
So did a lot of people stop and take a picture?
Yes.
Well, good. So that works well. I guess people were taking pictures with their cell phones and everything, right?
Yes.
Well, that's cool. And whenever their friends saw it, that probably brought out more business for you, right?
Yes.
So that's a good marketing idea. What do you want to do when you grow up? Are you thinking advertising sales?
I want to be a doctor.
A doctor? Well, that's good. What about you? What do you want to be?
A zoologist.
A zoologist? Are you like in Nashville, the Nashville Zoo? Or start your own
zoo? I haven't decided something. I want to go to Africa. There's a lion park there.
That would be cool. You think Girl Scouts can help you get there?
Yes.
It would help. It helps, and since it gives me a scholarship.
That's cool. All right, so let's go back to the selling cookies thing here. All right, so what other crazy, wacky stories have you got about people who walk past you and you talk to?
I remember one time I was going to talk to this dude, but I jumped right in front of him when he was playing on his phone because he walked right past me and he ran over me.
He ran over you?
And my friends laughed at me.
Well, are you okay today, though? You recovered from that, right?
Yes.
Good.
One guy actually said it would go good with beer. That was actually the funniest comment I got.
He said the Girl Scout cookies would go good with beer? What store was that in front of?
Oh.
Liquor store?
Kroger.
Kroger, okay. That's funny, actually. So did he buy cookies, though? I mean, what was the end result there? How many did he buy?
5 boxes.
So he probably bought a lot of beer, too, I would guess.
Yes.
That's funny. Oh, that's good. So Again with us today, Alexa and Zoe, and they're talking about Girl Scout cookies. How many more boxes have you guys got at your house? Because I'm guessing your house is probably littered with Girl Scout cookies.
1,000.
500.
500. Now, who was the cookie mom in this case? Either of your moms?
My mom.
Your mom was the cookie mom? That's a scary job to take on, isn't it?
Yes.
Did you go with her to, what is it, the Titan Stadium in order to get the cookies?
No, but they had to use a U-Haul truck because they had so many cookies.
Yeah, you know, some people show up those things with a car, and then they see the pallet of cookies, and they're like, oh, no, we should probably go back home and borrow somebody's truck.
Yeah.
But you guys were smart. You went with the U-Haul truck.
Yes.
That's perfect. So do you have a whole pallet of cookies? I mean, you're, like stacks of cookies?
No.
No, not that big, huh?
But there's only 12 cases per 12 boxes per case.
12 boxes in each
case.
Box. 12 small boxes in each big box,
yes.
Which you call a case. Okay. So you got a lot of cookies, though. I mean, that's the bottom line. You have a lot of cookies,
yes,
at your house. Are you going to have a lot left over?
No.
No. See, now my wife was the cookie mom 1 year. And that was a mistake because what happened was, you know, all the extra cookies we're supposed to sell in front of places like Walmart. Well, we ended up eating a lot of them. So, you know, by the end of the month, I think our bill was, I don't know, probably about $200 in cookies we had to pay to the Girl Scouts. That probably happens to a lot of people, though, because they're kind of tempting, aren't they?
Yes.
What are your favorite cookies out of all the Girl Scout cookies?
I like the Thin Mints.
I like the Thin Mints, too.
Now, do you put your Thin Mints in the freezer?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
No.
I put it in my ice cream.
That'd be good, too. Like, kind of crumble it up?
Mm-hmm.
So Thin Mints are both your favorites. What other kind of cookies have you got?
We have the Thin Mints, the Samoas, the Tagalongs, the Dos de Leches.
That's a tough word there, too.
Thank you very muches.
Thank you very muches?
Thank you very munches.
Thank you very munches. Now, you brought some here. What have you got here? You got the Tagalongs?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the Tagalongs are a peanut butter covered with chocolate.
Those are good in the freezer, too, by the way. You got the Thin Mints, and what are these here? These are
Savannah Smiles. Those are the new ones.
There's the new ones.
These are good too, right?
Yes.
They're kind of like a wedding cookie.
So I have to get married in order to eat these?
No.
Yeah.
I'm already married, but do I have to get remarried or anything?
Yeah.
Renew my vows or?
No.
No, I do. Yes and no. So would these be good to like have at a wedding? I mean, should somebody, if they're having a wedding?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe if somebody's planning a wedding in June, they should buy, I don't know, what, cases and cases of these to hand out?
Yeah, they're powdered cookies.
Yeah.
They're really good.
That would be a good idea. So maybe somebody listening this morning is thinking about getting married, and this will help them out with making the decision. I don't know. So where are you going to be next? For those listening, where can they go next to find you to buy cookies?
Kroger.
Kroger. All right. Now, is that true for you, Zoe, as well?
Yeah, but we're also at Walmart and a bunch of gas stations.
Walmart and a bunch of gas stations and Kroger. Which Kroger store do you guys know? What area of town here?
All of them.
I don't. North Rutherford.
Rutherford Boulevard? So that's one of them? Okay. So quite a few, I'm sure.
Church Street,
that's across from Indian Hills, that area there. Any other exact locations you can think of?
Las Casas Pike,
good one there.
Memorial,
okay. You're smart. How are you getting all these? You know your way around town, don't you?
Yes.
Did you grow up here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I've been here since I was born, and I don't even know.
Oh. So
I'm sad.
Well, apparently Alexa rides her bike all over town, so she knows where all the streets are. That's good. So for those listening, stop by one of these locations, pick up some cookies for sure, because you guys are going to be famous. People will probably want you to sign their cookie box. You don't think that's true, huh?
Probably not.
Zoe's kind of laughing at me like, what is this guy talking about?
And they're only $3.50 a box.
That's a good deal. How long has that price of $3.50 been around?
12 years.
12 years, and before that maybe three, I don't know. It hadn't gone up much though, right?
No, it's probably only gone up 50 cents.
And we know from your trip to Washington last year, Girl Scouts have been around for this year 101 years, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
So these cookies have been around for how long?
Since
1917.
So are these cookies that old?
No.
I'm afraid to eat them if that's...
The first cookie was sold wasn't actually one of our cookies. It was a sugar cookie.
And they made it in a school cafeteria or something, didn't they?
No.
Yes, where, No? Yeah, no, yes. Yes, yes, that's where it was. And then the idea, I guess, caught on after that. And then from there, they started making their own Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, the Girl Scouts started in 1912, but they sold their first cookie in 1917.
I wonder what it was like back then. I mean, making the cookies and then selling them. Do you think it was a lot of work?
Yes, probably.
Because they had to mix the batter and all that theirself, and then they had to go out and sell the cookies theirself. But today, you know, the cookies are in a box for you. It's a lot easier, isn't
it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you meet a lot of people.
Yes.
All right, so as we close out this morning, what kind of words of wisdom would you give to other Girl Scouts who are listening? Hopefully they're not listening. Hopefully they're at school. But if other Girl Scouts were listening this morning, what would you tell them?
Just keep selling.
Keep selling?
Be energetic.
Be energetic
when you're
sell.
Selling cookies.
Maybe dance?
It helps. Yeah, dance.
And make a lot of signs, right?
Yeah. Always ask.
Yeah. No, Alexa, I meant to ask you, where did you get the Thin Mint costume that you had?
Council.
Oh, so Girl Scout has a collection of Thin Mint costumes out there.
Thin Mints and Samoa costumes.
That's interesting. Now, do you have to drive to Nashville to pick it up, or what did you do to get it?
My mom goes.
She went and picked it up and everything. Well, that's pretty cool. So, is it like one size fits all? How does that work?
Yes, one size fits all.
It's pretty big.
So, what if the Girl Scout's like 6'10"? Can she fit into that thing?
My dad could even fit it's in really it, too, so.
Wait, now, that's a good thought. That's really funny. Would your dad be willing to wear the Girl Scout costume?
Yes. He's actually, he's actually registered as a Girl Scout.
Okay. So if your dad, if we see him... Now everybody knows about your dad, so if we see him dressed as a Girl Scout cookie in front of Kroger or somewhere, don't be scared, right?
Right.
he's registered. It's okay. We can even buy Girl Scout cookies from him, I guess, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, okay, so we have the closing words, and it's to be energetic, dance, and all of that stuff. Anything else you can think of to close out with today?
No.
No? That's it? Oh, yeah. I think we're coming up with something here. What do you think?
Girl Scouts builds confidence and courage.
Girl Scouts builds confidence?
Girl Scouts builds confidence and courage.
And what is that part of the Girl Scout pledge?
Yes.
What is the Girl Scouts pledge?
On my honor, I will try to serve God in my country, to help people at all times, and to live by the Girl Scout law.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you guys know that by heart. You have to know it, don't you?
Yes.
And I didn't even mention this, but you guys have on the what do you call those little vest?
Just a vest.
That's the word for it.
Other people, some people have sashes.
I've seen those. Yeah, they're brown?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But you guys choose the vest.
Yes, there's daisies, brownies, juniors, cadets, and ambassadors. Seniors and ambassadors.
Okay. Well, this is cool. I've learned a lot of information here today. And thanks for the cookies.
You're welcome.
All right. So we'll see you guys out in front of Kroger, I guess, what, tomorrow? Today?
Today.
Tonight?
Tonight.
So after 3 o'clock or so?
Yes.
After 4 o'clock, Mom says. So starting at 4 o'clock, you'll be in front of one of the Kroger stores. Hopefully, I guess you'll have a lot of different Girl Scouts in front of different stores.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All that coming up tonight. All right. Well, thanks a lot for joining us. Again,
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Zoe and Alexa, both Girl Scouts here in the Murfreesboro area. So buy Girl Scout cookies. All right, thanks a lot. Time right now, 10:53. You're tuned to WGNS. More news is around the corner.